Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
For an announcement from Mayor Lori Lightfoot about her pick to be Chicago's next police superintendent. Numerous reports say the mayor has selected retired Dallas Police Chief David Brown to take over on a permanent basis for Eddie Johnson, who was fired last fall. Brown was one of three finalists for the position selected by the Chicago Police Board last night. Brown retired in 2016 at the end of a year that saw five Dallas officers shot and killed in an ambush downtown. There's other news from the Chicago Police Department, and it's a bit more somber. A highly decorated Chicago police officer is the first member of the force to die of coronavirus.
It was an announcement interim police superintendent Charlie Beck said he made with profound sadness.
Officer Marco DiFranco passed away last night at 50 years of age from complications related to COVID-19.
The officer leaves behind a wife and two children and a police officer brother. This marked the one-year anniversary of Mayor Lightfoot's election to office, but she choked back tears as she said, "It is a sad day."
I spoke to Officer DeFranco's wife right before I came out here. Those are very hard conversations to have when a wife and a family is sitting in that moment with their grief.
She says this death hammers home the need for everyone to take coronavirus seriously. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And we've just learned that 12 more Chicago police officers have tested positive for coronavirus, bringing the total to 74 sworn officers now and two civilian employees. The announcement of Officer DeFranco's death came just a few hours before state leaders confirmed 715 new cases of COVID-19 over the past day and 16 additional deaths. That brings the state's total number of coronavirus cases to 7,695, total number of deaths to 157. Governor Pritzker says the state has identified another facility that's being repurposed to treat coronavirus patients, joining Metro South and Sherman Hospitals and a makeshift hospital at McCormick Place.
Today, we formally added a fourth location to our capacity, Westlake Hospital in Cook County's Melrose Park, which will host 230 beds.
The state's also looking for an alternate treatment facility in central Illinois. Indiana schools will continue remote instruction for the remainder of the school year. Governor Eric Holcomb says his decision to cancel in-person instruction was difficult but necessary.
We are sailing through a storm and in uncharted waters. We've just never seen anything like
this. Indiana health officials say they now have more than 3,000 confirmed cases of the virus. The state's death toll has risen to 78 after 13 more lives were lost since yesterday. A new field hospital is being planned for Chicago in addition to McCormick Place. The new makeshift mobile field hospital is being used to be relief hospitals of patients who are not infected with COVID-19. It's being organized by the nonprofit International Medical Corps. A location has not yet been determined. Meantime, North Chicago-based drug maker AbbVie is donating $35 million toward the effort. Well, to help protect seniors from COVID-19, two suburban state representatives have launched a volunteer program.
Representatives Tom Morrison of the Northwest Suburbs and Mark Batneck of the Southwest Suburbs say their Helping Hands program provides volunteers to help seniors with grocery shopping, picking up prescriptions, and other tasks so seniors can stay home. Batneck created Helping Hands and says it's an effective way to protect seniors who are among the most vulnerable to COVID-19.
We really need to expand the program throughout the state. This is going to go a long way to help alleviating that pressure that the hospitals are starting to see.
Batneck says Helping Hands also provides people with a way to take a more active role in helping to slow the spread of COVID-19. Jim Gottes, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.